This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks so much. The NFL Combine on-field portion begins today.
Let's go, baby!
So we'll get to see some guys working out, get you some numbers, report how they do, measurements, all that kind of good stuff.
Hand
size, you name it.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it is. It's field work time to get out there. The big dudes are going to be running. Some big dudes aren't playing. Obviously, you start seeing some scans. We saw the news with Carter. I saw another scan with another defensive tackle they found.
Brutal.
So, I mean, yeah, all that stuff. And we'll get more than that in the NFL No Huddle. But, yeah, it's time to get on the field. Everybody, it's always funny because all the guys, everybody watches seems like it's different. So, who has a quicker thumb to start and stop on the 40 instead of just going by with the thing actually down there? The guy who's at the start line finally, this is his time, baby. The guy who's down at the start line for the 40, this is his time. Because he gets to tell you, this is what I need you to do. Don't rock out. Make sure you get that hand behind the line. Pause for a few seconds.
All that training you've been doing.
This is his time.
All that sprint training you've been doing.
Yes.
I remember when my brother.
26 steps.
My brother was a trainer and worked at a gym that did like combine prep for guys.
Uh-huh.
And like I'd be in there, you know, it'd be like random UW guys, whatever, that. We're gonna go to the combine or have a pro day, and like they'd be working on the most like mundane, like I hope you get this down, and I hope you get more money because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way this is making you better at football,
dude.
There's a 0% chance this is making you better at football.
Andy.
And then you got to get your hand up there.
Yep.
And then when you
through
fire
the
off the
drive
line,
through the knee,
it's like what?
Yeah, dog. No, because that's all the since these cats have left their schools and going to these fancy ass training facilities.
Yep.
That's all they've done.
That's all they've done
is working on
40
yard tap. How many steps?
Yep.
How many steps you have in the L drill? How many steps you have in the side shuttle? Obviously, you're gonna bench press and everything because that's a part of it.
Right.
You're gonna work on the Vertimax so you get the vertical as high as you can. All this stuff. That's all you do.
Get your little hand stretcher out.
Yep. And then after you get all that, after the combine, then you start working on football stuff because you gotta do none of that no more. Now it's time, okay, now let's start doing some football, actually stuff that I'm going to use to play football. Let's start doing this all over again. So, yeah, it's really, really funny. But, yeah, it's all about how many steps you can get. Run through the line. Make sure you drive.
Like, don't lift your head up till a certain part.
It's crazy because every trainer teaches it different.
Mm-hmm.
Every trainer teaches it completely different than the other trainer. And you got to always tell by who does it, how that arm comes up. And there's nothing better than watching a 340-pound lineman running track spikes.
It really is. Get those big-ass feet and those tiny-ass shoes. You know, I don't even know how they stuff them in there. You know, got to grease them up to get them in there.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny. It's pretty damn funny watching they try to put on the little ass shoes.
One of my favorite parts of the combine is the defensive tackles and like the, you know, the big ass offensive linemen running those drills. It's like, this is just ridiculous.
Hey, dog, let me borrow them shoes real quick. What size you wear? 13. What size you wear? 15. But I can get them in.
19.
I just need them for 4 seconds.
Yeah, man. Anyway, that all starts today. All that fun silliness starts today, which is good. The Hawks played the Heat again last night.
Oh, my God.
Bit of a different result than the first time around.
Oh, my God.
So just make sure I have this right, okay? You fact check me on this while I roll, okay?
Nope.
You stop me when I'm wrong.
All right.
3 games ago, they gave up 148 points in regulation.
They did.
Right? And then 2 games ago against this very same Miami Heat, they gave up 86.
They did.
And then last night to those very same Miami Heat, they gave up 131.
They did.
That's like a very inconsistent defensive output there. Look, the Heat made everything last night. In the second half of that basketball game, they just and guys like, look, Duncan Robinson's going to hit threes. That's his whole
That's why he got that much money.
Davion Mitchell doesn't normally do that. Like, Davion Mitchell's not a great three-point shooter. That guy went 5 for 5 from downtown last night.
23 three-quarters.
I love that player. I love Davion Mitchell. I loved him at Baylor. I loved him coming out. I love him in Miami. I would love if the Hawks could find a way to get him on their bench at some point. But he punished them in the second half last night. And the craziest thing about it was the game was tied at 94 with, like, 4 minutes left in the third quarter.
And then
everything's changed. Like, the Hawks, that was it. That's all they had. They had about 34 minutes of basketball in them last night, because the final 14 minutes of that game were an unmitigated disaster. They got outscored 42-20 in the final 14 minutes of the game.
They got ramrodded yesterday, man. And it was just like, you're sitting there. You remember I said yesterday, I think they're awful. They're going all the way in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but you know who else is?
So are the Hawks.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, but that's, the case where, they are – because you said it yesterday, because I was like, no, because the Heat are going down. They're not like the Hawks. No, they're pretty much all the
same. They're similar, yeah.
Yeah, they're all the same.
I mean, the Heat traded Jimmy Butler. The Hawks got Jalen Johnson hurt. Now, I'm not saying Jalen Johnson and Jimmy Butler are the same player, but in terms of importance to the team, sure. Yes. That's when it kind of started, and it'll be like this. So
It's gonna be fun.
Sucks.
It's gonna be a fun ride.
No,
it's gonna be one of those things where how can you outdo this? Can you give up 160 regulation?
What's
can you make
fun?
Can you make it look like that right
there? And
then
the thing we keep talking about too is like the couple of maybe potential individual, I don't know, maybe Dyson Daniels can win Defensive Player of the Year. It's hard for me to imagine a guy winning Defensive Player of the Year on a team that plays defense like this. Yeah. I know it's not his fault.
It's not
entirely. It's not his fault, but I don't know. I guess Cortez Kennedy won NFL Defensive Player of the Year on a team years ago that went 2-14.
As a D-tackle.
So I suppose anything can happen.
As a D-tackle.
Anything can happen. But Zachary Risacher taking 6 shots in 26 minutes. Also, why is he playing 26 minutes? But
was he in foul trouble?
No.
No.
He had 3 fouls last night. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But, I mean, he had a great pass. He got the ball on an inbounds, a little behind the back, bounce pass to Dyson Daniels in stride. It's beautiful. But, it's one thing to get blown off the floor like that, especially when the game was good late in the third quarter. Like, it's not like you just played bad. You just played bad to end the game. And then all the other little stuff you're looking for, too. It's just, I don't know. It's going to be a slog to the finish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously we know that. You give it up 5 guys, 20 points. They shoot 55% from 3 and make 23 of them. At a specific time when you don't have the firepower to bring it, come back to them, you're going to lose games. But I was like, they're about to get blasted. It's just kept going on. You're like, okay, can they make a shot? And then more or less, can the Heat miss a shot? And obviously neither one of those are true, and they got their ass whooped, man. And it's just going to be, like you said, you just call it a slog?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
I
mean, why wouldn't the expectations be that? You know what I mean? Like,
mine are.
Exactly.
I'm amazed every night when we turn these games on. Credit to folks for still being surprised by some of this stuff. But, coming out of the All-Star break and losing 1 out of the first 3 and all that against teams that you needed to be competitive and beat if you're going to take
you're supposed to be on the same level.
But it's just like, that's what's happening. Like, you see the team, right? I don't know. I'm impressed by people that are still surprised by it. I guess I'll say that.
By them getting beat down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I'm impressed at the optimism that existed.
Well, I mean, you can't. I mean, but don't take away the optimism. If that's what you want to do, you keep riding all those other things. I'll just be realistic. This is what it's going to be. They're going to have – and I think they're going to have more of these games than that. That's just what it is. When you talk about a talent perspective, I mean, who they got? They got OKC coming up tomorrow.
Are they good?
Who?
OKC.
They're real good. Then they got to go to Memphis.
They still got Kevin Durant. Yeah. What's going on over there?
They got to go to Memphis. And then they got Milwaukee, Indiana, who I was going to try. Indiana back-to-back.
Oh.
And so.
Huh.
And it's hard to say. No, it's not hard to say. It's not hard to say that you're pretty sure that Shai Gilgeous and those guys are going to come in here. And
so you got the number 1 seed in the West, the number 2 seed in the West, Milwaukee, Indiana, after you just played – Orlando, Detroit, Miami, Miami. The three teams that are right there with you in the Eastern Conference standings. The Heat and the Magic and the Pistons are right before you. That wasn't true before you played them. You were even closer before. And you lost one out of the three of those games. So, and the one game that you won was, you know, the game the other night where the Heat somehow scored 86 points. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough against Oklahoma City. It's going to be tough against Memphis and Milwaukee and Indiana. And then a couple down games. Maybe you can beat Philadelphia. You'd hope so.
Oh, boy.
Paul Pierce had their – sorry, Paul Pierce. Paul George had to cancel his podcast.
Paul George
He's
said,
playing
I
so bad.
Paul George, they're playing so bad. I think they lost 9 of 11. He's playing like trash.
All right, no more podcasts.
No more podcasts. That's going to be – that's going to solve it.
It is.
That is going to solve it. That is going to fix it all. Him not going on the podcast and talking about whatever he talks about on his podcast, that's going to be what it is.
Podcast P.
All right, Paul. All right, Paul.
I get it, though. Like, you can't – you know, you can't be doing more podcasting than winning.
Or playing. Yeah, how about that?
If you're making all that money.
Yeah.
It obviously it doesn't have anything to do with one another.
It doesn't.
But I understand like the optics of it.
Like,
it's like, you know what? I probably don't need to be doing 7 podcasts a week.
Yeah, I like how
I'm dropping 7 points a
game. I like
how
he made the announcement, though. The announcement on the podcast that he was not going to be podcasting anymore.
I regret to inform all of my faithful podcast P listeners.
Yeah.
All the podcast peons out there.
Yes.
This will be the last pod. I'm going to step away from the pod for a while.
Yeah, I've decided
This hurts me as much as
now,
it hurts you to
tell you.
How long
does it go until end of the season? Or if he has like a couple 30-point games, does he come back?
Podcast.
I mean, they go on like a 3-game win streak.
Is there a podcast the Hawks can stop doing? Because Trey doesn't really do his that much.
Does he do it anymore?
A little occasionally.
Oh, really?
He did one at the
Okay. Does anybody have one?
I don't know. Not sure. Daniels has an Australian one or something?
It could happen.
Yeah, Under podcast?
People want to keep track of them, but... Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You look at, we're talking about the Pistons. They beat the hell out of the Celtics yesterday.
The Pistons, for those of you who are not paying attention, incredibly fun. They've won 8 games in a row. They're good. I mean, they're not like win a championship, but that's also not where they are in their
growth. You're going to know you played them.
They're 7 games over 500. There's in my mind that they'll be outside of the play-in when the playoffs get here. And for a team that's won 31 games over the last 2 seasons combined.
And they got 33
now.
33 now.
And Cade Cunningham is a bona fide young star in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like, that's good for them.
Yeah.
Detroit
was the place where careers went to die lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how many coaches they get? Remember they gave Monty all that damn money?
Yeah.
They kept him with half a season?
Yeah. I understand exactly what happened.
You bring over Dwayne, what was his name? Dwayne Casey.
Oh.
He's gone. I mean,
love Dwayne Casey.
It was just a raggedy situation. All the number 2 picks, bigs, that didn't make it to their team. They got something going.
And they got Cade Cunningham, number 1 overall. When he's been on the court, he's been really good.
I didn't realize he was the point guard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much
I
is.
Mean, yeah, he's everything. But when he's been on the court, he's been good. He's been hurt a lot, but he's been healthy this year. He was an all-star, and look at them. Good for them. They got it right.
They're getting it right.
They're getting it right.
Yeah.
I think they did. I mean, they got Cade Cunningham. So now you got a guy you can build around, and hopefully you have to do it.
Right.
No. People don't want to go anywhere. But if Cade Cunningham's, like, legit, play with him, I mean, that's what it is, right? People don't want to go to but they do because they got dudes.
Well, right? Who goes to Oklahoma City?
They went when Westbrook was there. Paul
that's
podcast
right.
P. People don't. All right, different conversation for a different day. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick the show off here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.